My name is Charlie. I am 15 years old. Today is November 28th, 2018, and I'm speaking with my dad. We are recording this interview in Flint, Michigan.
Not for the same thing. Oh, my name is Charles Thomas. I am 48 years old. Today's date, as Charlie said, is November 28th.
Tell me about a teacher or like an adult who had an impact on your life growing up.
Oh, a teacher that had an impact. I can't even think of his name right now. But it was my high school computer teacher. When I started out in that class, I always loved computers. So we're writing computer programs. I would write these long programs just to make a person run across a screen or make a plane take off, you know, all the programming, the if-then statements. And so I had an A in a class, but the class started to move slow.
Okay, so but here's the other thing.
So by
coming to the store and you have proof, like, you can reprint.
Okay, so after that first marking period, he had to slow the pace down a lot, you know, for the other students in the class. And so for me, I lost interest because my skill level was advanced. So I went from an A student to a D student. And so what he did for me was he would make assignments, you know, for me to actually work. So by him making me personalized assignments to try to encourage me, I mean, he would reach out to me to ask, you know, what the problem, what problems I was having. So between him and I had a business teacher, I had a placement working for General Motors at EDS writing computer programs. They gave me an internship. Now, I still didn't understand the opportunity that I was given because computer work came so easy to me. I just assumed it was easy for everyone. But as I got older and I reflected, it really made me appreciate that teacher. As a matter of fact, those teachers that I had, because they saw something in me that I didn't know and I didn't realize, and they gave me opportunity, you know, to succeed, in which I know that also helped guide me to where I am right now.
That's good, Dad. What's one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most difficult moments. If I think about, because I've had a few, I've had them where moments where my brother passed away when I was 21, that I was very close to. I had it where my father passed away. That was a very difficult moment for me. And then I've also had difficult moments where I was in relationships. And, you know, you have someone break your heart. You know, those are moments. So what kind of difficult moment were you thinking?
Say any, one of the most difficult ones to get through.
One of the most difficult moments for me to get through. One of the most difficult for me to get through was probably my undergraduate degree. Because I was immature. I hadn't learned good study habits. And so I went to college. I did not attend class like I should. I didn't study like I should. So after 2 years, I was asked to leave college, you know, putting it nicely. It was very difficult for me because I saw that as a failure. And at that point in my life, I really hadn't had any failures. So I had to come back home and face everyone to say that I went away and I came back with no degree. And so I started working. And I got me a job. After working there a year, I started taking classes. I commuted, taking 2 classes. And I made it to all my classes. I studied what I needed to. I did my homework. I did everything that I should do for that class. And I got an A in that class. So the next semester, I commuted and I took a class as well. And so after I passed that class with an A, I knew there was time for me. I was ready to go back to school. And I passed every class I took. Even I had to retake some classes. And that was, for me, overcoming a difficult time.
That's good. So I didn't know that. So like, you could kind of relate to what Kenny had went through when she had to come back. But you were there for like a little bit longer time.
Yeah. So I was able to relate when she comes back. So when I speak with her about her experiences and where she's at, it's because I've lived it. A lot of the times when we're talking and, you know, I give advice, it's because these are things that when I see you doing something or Kenny doing something, it's reflecting on something that I have already went through in my life. And so I share these to steer you so you don't have to go through the same things I did for you to be successful.
All right, last question is, tell me a favorite memory of me.
A favorite memory of you? I have so many. I guess my favorite memory of you is the first time I saw you. When your mother's going to the hospital to have you. We went and we checked in and they took her in the room and I did not want to go in a delivery room. So I purposefully left the room. I went to the cafeteria. I got me something to eat and I was like, oh, I'll just kill some time. And when I go back upstairs, they'll say it's too late. She's already in. And so when I got back upstairs, they said, you're just in time. You can go in the room. And I went in the room and I'm there with your mother and, you know, she has an IV and they have all these things hooked up for her to deliver you. And I'm standing up by her chest, by her face, and they have a sheet covering the lower half of her body. You know, it's up blocking so you really can't see. And, you know, I'm tall, so I could actually see over. So I don't want to see it. So I'm kind of crouched down so I don't see something that I don't want to see. And they started cutting your mother. And she was like, hey, I think somebody's cutting something. What's George? What are y'all cutting? And so they gave her some medicine in her IV that pretty much knocked her out. And so the doctor was like, hey, you know, the baby's coming out. Do you want to see her? I said, no, I'll see her when she comes out. I'm fine. I'll stand back here. And next thing you know, you come out. Doctors are holding you. And I look over there and I see you. And it's like love at first sight. You know, people say there's love at first sight. I never believed it. But it was instant love at first sight. So the doctor or the nurse, she's taking you over to a warming station. You know, got little lamps or whatever to warm you up. And so they ask me, are you going to stay, you know, with the mother? Or are you going with the baby? I'm like, I'm going with my baby. And I left and I just watched you under the heating lamp. And then we left from there. They take you over, it was called the nursery or whatever it is. They put you in the bed and I'm standing there because I'm amazed. You know, I have a child and, you know, it was truly that love. So, well, all this is going on and, you know, you're laying there, and we lived in an apartment at the time, and Jason was there, Alicia was there, and I remember saying that I need to get something, you know, for this apartment. I got to have a baby coming home, and went to, I think it was Walmart, Target, somewhere, and I got all this new shower curtain and rug and all this stuff because I wanted the apartment to look nice when you got there. And I know, come back to the hospital and I would see you, and you know, that was my first favorite moment with you.
And then just one last question. Mm-hmm. What's the proudest moment you've had in your life?
For me?
For yourself.
The proudest moment that I had in my life for me was when I graduated college with my undergraduate degree, because I went through so much to get it. I didn't apply to go away to college. My brother, my sister, they did that for me because I was always in trouble. And then for me to go to college, then get kicked out of college, and then go back and finish. Because when I started, I never, ever saw the end. I never, ever thought that I would finish. So when I was, the day of my graduation, and we met at the Convocation Center, I'm seeing people in there that I've seen on campus, some people I knew were friends with. It was just a realization that it finally happened. I accomplished something major in my life, and it all had to come from me. I couldn't say my parents did it, my friends did it, nobody. It was me. It's one of the proudest moments I had. And my best friend, Brian, he was there. And I'll never forget, because when they called my name, and, you know, my parents were there. My sister Kay and Ree, they were there. My brother Chris, he was there. But when they called my name, I heard Brian scream my name. Charles, yeah. And I walked up on that stage. And I purposely walked a lot slower than everyone else. Because I said, y'all didn't rush me through college. So y'all not going to rush me across the stage. I'm going to enjoy my moment. And I did. That was one of my best personal growth accomplishments, you know, that I've had, you know, early on. So, yes.
Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome.